Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked the Irish people for their steadfast support of Ukraine and not losing faith in us as he addressed the Dáil today as part of his first official state visit to Ireland. His speech comes at a time of huge importance for his country as a potential peace deal edges closer nearly 4 years on from Russia's full-scale invasion of the country. Well, joining me now to react to today's events is media consultant and founder of Effective Age Ukraine, Tom McEnany. Luba Healy, who's a Ukrainian living here in Ireland for 25 years and charity founder, and Eddie Roach, the founder and voluntary CEO of Chernobyl Children International. You're all very welcome to the programme. Tom, I'm going to come to you first because you were there today as a guest of the Ukrainian embassy watching that address to the houses of the Oireachtas. What was your biggest takeaway from it?
It was, I was humbled. I guess, here was a person who's president of a country that's standing up against Ukraine, that's fighting the greatest war we've seen in the most appalling war we've seen in decades. And he was taking time out to thank the Irish people. And as one Irish people, I was humbled because all I felt was a great gratitude towards President Zelensky and indeed to Ukraine for standing up to Russia, for defending not just Ukraine, but for defending Europe, for defending European values. And yet here he was, and he was obviously tired, I have to say, Kira. He obviously, there was an awful lot more on his mind today than just his appearance in Ireland, than just speaking to the Oireachtas. And yet he took time out to give thanks to Ireland and to ask Ireland to be part of a community of nations that would stand up to Russia, that would defend Europe against Russia, and that would hold Russia accountable for the horrors that it's inflicted on Ukraine.
He is a remarkable communicator. I think those who perhaps even aren't fans of Volodymyr Zelensky, and we had a number of texts to that effect coming in here to the Hard Shoulder, would recognise as a communicator. He is quite, I think, exceptional. He did draw sort of links and parallels between Ireland and our own understanding of the fight for freedom and the fight for autonomy. And he does that, doesn't he? I saw he did that when he was in Germany. He talked about the Berlin Wall. He finds a local connection.
Yes, and for this speech, the local connection was St. Patrick's Day. And he talked about just how all countries of the world know about St. Patrick's Day, that all countries of the world should also know that Ireland stands with Ukraine in standing up to Russia. And he made that connection very well. And even though I knew what he was doing, and I like to think I'm a professional communicator myself, but I was still moved by that, Kira. And I think everybody in the gallery was moved by what he was saying. It was a brilliant performance, and as I say, humbling for those of us who witnessed it.
Luba, as a Ukrainian living here in Ireland, what did today mean to you, and to what extent will what he has said here at the Houses of the Oireachtas and indeed the Irish response to that be followed and be analysed at home in Ukraine?
Kira, thank you so much for having me again so soon after last week. Yes, for me, for a person who came here 25 years ago with $100 in my pocket, made my life here, met my husband, have three children and live here, never have asked a Ukrainian embassy for anything. The presence of Volodymyr Zelensky meant a lot to me. It's reflection showing that it's not only me here, it's a lot of people who came here 4 years ago, broken, on their knees, okay, asking for protection. And I am humble to Irish government, to every single person who opened their door, not only door, hearts. I met so many people, and I know it sounds strange, but I have to say thank you, not thank you, that war happened, but I met so many people, so many Irish people, and you know what? The one who doesn't have much, they put the hand in their pocket and give their last fiver. So for me, Zelensky being here in Ireland, it's reflection, and he is never stopped begging. I respect the man highly that he never left the country. He stuck with his people. And all what I know, you can't be everyone's cup of tea. I can't be everyone's cup of tea. But he does his best. And that's what we can do in our life. We are doing our best. And he stands with people. And he goes to every country and beg, help us. Because believe me, Ukraine is a bumper for Europe, for America, for each country in the world.
How troubling has the last 2 weeks been for Ukrainians? I mean, you talked, Tom, about him looking exhausted today, and I thought that when I saw him outside the presidential palace in Ukraine, referring to that 28-point plan which had been put forward, and the ultimatum, I think, that was put to him at the time, basically, go ahead, sign up to this, or go fight your little heart out, I think was the comments that Trump made. How difficult has that been? I know, and I think you believe we're in a better place now, but there's still so much uncertainty about what deal will be done.
Absolutely. To be brutally honest, I'm with my honour holding Irish passport at the moment for last 18 years. And I put my hand on the Bible and I said that I'm going to be a loyal Irish person. But my roots is Ukrainian. I born in Ukraine. I left Ukraine because my own uncertainty and my own... I came to this country for 1 year to learn English because I do believe Irish people speak the perfect English that nobody can teach us. But I have to say, I've been in Ukraine only 10 days ago, and I've seen how dull and doom Kiev was when people have no electricity, when you can have your blow dry. People live, okay? They have to have a blow dry at 10 o'clock at night for next day because it's no electricity. Children have to be born in hospitals. So we need support of each country, stand up to the bullies, not accept what America thinks is good for Ukraine. Ukrainians have to decide. Mr. Zelensky and people beside him have to decide and agree what they want, not somebody else. Not somebody else. Freedom means a lot. And as a little girl, I grew up in Ukraine and only had a taste of SSSR. I was in a pretty place. We were like a factory, like envelopes, you know. You have to do, if you don't perform, especially I was talking to Tom, only come in here, before we came in here, Kira, he is going to Ukraine and for Christmas and everything else, and children with special needs, right? If in Ukraine you have a child with special needs, you wouldn't see that child outside in the road. It would be special place, special school.
It would completely alter normal everyday life for Ukrainian people if territory was ceded permanently to Russia. I think is what you're saying there, Lou. But I want to bring in Eddie Roach, because there was a commitment from our own Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, today that he said, we will stand with you as long as it takes. What did you take from that comment, Eddie?
Oh, gosh, I've taken so much that I want to come in on, particularly to support and concur with both Luba and Tom. I was there in the gallery today, and I have to say we can be proud of both houses of our Oireachtas, actually. It was both somber, it was quietly powerful and dignified and deeply moving. Many people cried today. A woman sitting beside me, Ukrainian woman, and she told me that her son of 18 years of age went off to fight on the front line, and he disappeared on the front line, and his body has only been found in the last couple of weeks. There was so much, you know, so much about feelings, and I think President Zelensky can represent that so well. And our own Sean Corla, Verona Murphy, she really set the tone today, and I'm hoping that Tom and Luba will agree. Like, it was supportive, it was thoughtful. She spoke about, you know, the parallels between Irish history of invasion and occupation and the parallel to what has happened to Ukraine. And she also spoke very interestingly about the importance of Ireland as a neutral nation, to use our diplomacy, to use our skills of mediation and negotiation. And she finally said that all wars end in negotiations. And then President Zelensky came in, not only with his heartfelt words of gratitude, but he very powerfully said, there will be no peace without justice, or justice without peace. He said, Ukraine will not be humiliated in peace. We must have justice, and Ireland has a role to play to ensuring that we join the international tribunal, which will be set up for accountability after the war, that Ireland joins forces with Ukraine to get the release of abducted children and citizens of Ukraine, that we should just keep working on doing what we're doing, but just do it more. And I just think it's just so important, because the ties between Ireland and Ukraine are strong and long. Like, I've worked in Ukraine since the Chernobyl tragedy in 1986. So we have four decades of experience. And when the war broke out in February 2022, we kicked our infrastructure in, escalated our work. We were hunted by the war from our base in eastern Ukraine and in Kharkiv. We were hunted out of there by the war, but we set up again in Lviv, and we have continued there and will do. We are with the Ukrainian people. We are one people. We have a shared common humanity. Okay. And Luba can be so proud of her president today.
Tom, just want to bring you back in there, because Adi brought up some of the comments from President Zelensky about a decent, dignified peace, a peace without humiliation. And he acknowledged that America, he said, is taking serious steps to end this war. But the message is coming from Putin this evening that Europeans are seeking demands that are not acceptable to Russia.
And one of the messages, that one of the demands that Putin is saying is not acceptable, is that the idea that people who are responsible for war crimes, which was one of the themes that Zelensky elaborated on at length today in speaking to the Joint Houses of the Oireachtas, is that people, and Putin has said, that people who are responsible for war crimes should not be pursued once there is a peace deal. I have to say that I thought Mark Daly, the Cathaoirleach of the Senate, in making the closing speech, was very good when he was talking about how he himself was in Bucha, and I visited Bucha, where it's been established that Russian soldiers, and therefore Russia, was guilty of murdering civilians and mass rape, that these people who are responsible for this should be held accountable. Senator Daly was very good on that point, and it was one of the centre points of President Zelensky's speech. And I think it's going to be very important what role Ireland plays now in making sure that Russia and Russian soldiers are held accountable for the atrocities they've committed on the Ukrainian people.
All right. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to leave that conversation there for now, but my thanks to Tom McEnany, to Luba Healy, and to Adi Roach for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.